This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Jammu and Kashmir, an overall voter turnout of 46.12% was recorded till 3 p.m. in the second phase of the assembly polls today. Our correspondent reports that long queues of enthusiastic voters were seen waiting for the turn to exercise their right to vote. Voting began at 7 a.m. across all 3,502 polling stations in 26 assembly segments of 6 districts in the Union Territory amid tight security arrangements. About 25.78 lakh voters will decide the fate of 239 candidates in this phase. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and smooth polling. Meanwhile, a high-level delegation of senior diplomats from 15 countries is visiting Kashmir today to witness the ongoing assembly elections. The delegation comprises diplomats from the US, Mexico, Guyana, South Korea, Somalia, Panama, Singapore, Nigeria, Spain, South Africa, Norway, Tanzania, Rwanda, Algeria and Philippines. Campaigning has picked up for Haryana Assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed the Jan Ashirwad rally at Gohana in Sonipat in favour of party candidates from 22 assembly constituencies. On this occasion, Mr. Modi highlighted the benefits of Make in India initiative started by the NDA government. Mr. Modi said Haryana has made its place among the top states in sectors like industry and agriculture under the BJP government. On the other hand, Indian National Lok Dal organized a Jan Nayak Samman rally at Julana in Jind district today on the birth anniversary of former Deputy Prime Minister Chaudhary Devi Lal. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati and Shiromani Akali Dal Chief Sukhbir Badal are also addressing the rallies along with INLD leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the completion of 10 years of Make in India initiative. In a social media post, Mr. Modi emphasized that Make in India illustrates the collective resolve of 140 crore Indians to transform the nation into a manufacturing and innovation powerhouse. He reiterated the government's commitment to encouraging Make in India through all possible ways. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that India and Australia are working towards strengthening the Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement, ECTA, through the Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement. He said the ECTA agreement has resulted in market access to both sides and resulted in significant increase in merchandise trade between the two nations. While addressing a joint press conference in Adelaide today, Mr. Goyal has announced the setting up of an office for trade promotion in Sydney, Australia. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel has said that India's commitment to achieving the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal of ending HIV and AIDS as a public health threat by 2030. While addressing a high-level side event on revitalized multilateralism, recommitting to ending tuberculosis together at the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly, she highlighted the country's role as the world's largest supplier of antiretroviral drugs, supplying over 70% of global medicines in the category. In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth defeated Israel's Daniil Dubovenko 21-14-21-15 in the men's singles first round match at the Macau Open today. Kidambi Srikanth returns to court after recovering from injury he sustained earlier this year. In the mixed doubles, N. Sikki Reddy and B. Sumit Reddy has defeated Malaysian duo Ho Lo Yi and Lu Bing Kun 24-22-10-21-21-13. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in the Konkan region, Goa, Central Maharashtra, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh till Saturday. The IMD has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall today in coastal and interior Karnataka and Vidarbha. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. Union Minister of State of Health and Family Welfare Pratap Rao Jadhav has said that the country's health sector witnessed tremendous growth over the last 10 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.